The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter number 114, that scripture means so much to me. Because it reveals that the one who is leading us is strong to confront our situations. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleetest? Thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? Ye mountains, that ye skip like rams, ye little hills like lambs, tremble thou head at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turns the rock into a standing water, the flint into fountains of waters. Psalms chapter number 80 from verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. I remember sitting years back, the pinnacle of the Anglican Church in Ilefe, and just sing and just, you know, worship, and God will speak of things that will happen in the future, the things he's going to do. We are beginning to see some of them, and yet it's still to come. Many more is still yet to come. And it's so amazing that we serve a God who stands by his word. The one who sees through us when there was nothing that is comely in us. And that's why we've come to give you worship, God. We give you all the praise from the depth of our heart. We're in awe of your glory and your blessing. We give you praise. Yes. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, Lord, you are holy, forever you God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you God. We bless you, Lord, you are. bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. You are holy, holy.
I worship you.
Sufla high.